Yeah, man, I couldn't be more optimistic about the future of ending water fluoridation. Like you said, as something that we've been at for so many years now, it's feels surreal to have the momentum swinging in our direction. But you know, everyone used to call this crazy, and now we're on the other side of things, where the Florida Surgeon General, the incoming Health and Human Services Director, the incoming FDA director are all saying that fluoride is potentially toxic and needs to be taken out of the water. And this is on the heels of that federal court ruling. So this is all just, at this point to me, I think the writing is on the wall. I've always been sort of an optimistic advocate, but this really shows me that we've sort of won the fluoride fight, and now we're just inevitably watching the rest of it play out. As you know, we've had multiple cities, communities across the country and in Florida quickly remove fluoride, and I think that's just the start of the dominoes to fall. Whether they all start to one by one take them out, or what I think may happen is that the Health and Human Services Director or the FDA via RFK Jr. is going to do some sort of announcement nationally, where they order all US water systems to remove fluoride. So that would be, that's sort of what I see happening. Yeah, obviously, I'm biased, but optimistically, and I'm hopeful that that happens too.